Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. If you're wondering why the J, the answer is, I am not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode 0, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, you can see two things. You can see that I'm in the home studio, and you can also see I'm dressed a little casually today. Both are good things. I do have an episode recorded in the studio with Shane Dale and edited and everything ready to go, but we're going to get to that next week, holding off publishing it then. But today, I'm in the home studio. So again, thank you so much, guys. I always begin with thanks. You guys just watch, you listen, you like, you share, you comment. It means a ton. I appreciate it so, so much. Every single week, I'm just stunned. You guys are tuning in. Again, 5 years, 450-some episodes. I'm very, very thankful. And, I was mentioning it in the episode's going to come up next week, but this show actually publishes one day early in the Capitalize Your Best group on Facebook. So if you're ever interested in getting the show early, as well as being part of a really neat community, just go to Facebook and join the Capitalize Your Best community. It's a private community for folks who want to grow in their businesses and their personal life. And if you want to join, there's 3 questions you have to answer. We do that just to protect from bots. And it gives you an opportunity for a one-on-one between you and me if you want it. It's not required. But if you'd like to do a 15-minute one-on-one business call, just feel free to just say you want that in the 3 questions. And when you hop into that group, there's daily content there. I do exclusive reels in there. Lots of fun stuff. We've done seminars in there, which I'll talk about in a minute. And the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast publishes on Sunday there, and to the rest of the world on Monday. So if you're ever interested, join the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. It's a fun, fun community. So today, what I'd like to talk about is growing your business through seminars. This is something I've talked about a couple of times. I even did a seminar one time on growing your business through seminars. But I want to explain the process that I've used at Capitalize Marketing to grow our business and grow our reach and grow our influence through seminars. Now, I want to say this. You're not going to be able to grow your business through seminars immediately. Not unless you already have a massive base of people who are following what you say and you do. If you have a base of people online and you've got a good following and folks who care about your content, you can slide in seminars pretty easily. But otherwise, what you've got to do is you've got to build that base, you've got to build that following, and then you've got to build the reputation that your seminars actually offer value. Like, for example, I'm giving a seminar May 25th. It's at Summit Mortgage here in Fredericksburg, and we're broadcasting it in person and online. If you want to register, it is for real estate agents, realtors, and brokers. And I'm going to be speaking specifically about how you can go to some next level marketing in the real estate industry. And so real quick, anybody, if you are a real estate agent, a realtor, or if you are a broker, you'll find the links in all my bios and you can register in person. We also are doing online, and we got a VIP afterwards in person. It's going to be fantastic. I'm offering a bunch of extras, some cool stuff on there. So if you're interested, go check that out. So I'll mention that in a minute in the process and everything that goes into it. But if you are interested in growing your business or growing your presence through seminars, you can't just immediately launch them and expect a bunch of people to show up. You've got to build and you build. Now, I want to share, I'm going to give you the whole process here, step by step, of how we have built a following and how we built our business through seminars. I hope it's helpful to you. And then I've got a couple of things to offer you at the end. So when I'm sure I've told this story a little bit before, but it's part of the process. When Capitalize Marketing first launched, back then we were called Concept to Profit, or CTP. Again, I just shake my head every time I see that. Really tough name to launch a business with, but Concept to Profit, the idea was you've got an idea, we're going to help you monetize it. So the underlying idea was great, but tough name. And we knew that, I'd been consulting with eye doctors and I've been doing lots of other things for years, nearly 20 years, but in Fredericksburg local and then on a large platform, no one knew who we were really. And so we started out small. So we started doing things called brown bag lunches. And so what this was, I think we did four of these, and we did them monthly. And essentially, we just started advertising that we were going to have a designated space. And if you brought your own lunch, we would just give free marketing advice. Now, I say we, when I launched CTP, I initially had, a business partner. But in the marketing content, I was given the majority of it, and he was helping support and market and now capitalize. It's just a one-man show in terms of ownership. So I'm going to keep saying we. But we launched and we did this brown bag lunch, not even a catchy name, but very simple. We showed up and we did one at the local Wegmans grocery store. We did one at an Italian Station coffee shop. We did one at the Chamber of Commerce. And the whole idea was between 12 and 1, bring your own lunch. And we were just going to be giving free marketing advice. Anybody there could say, hey, what about this? What about this? And we would just give. And the whole idea was just, it wasn't really a seminar model necessarily, but it was the first time we started gathering people. And we're like, show up, and then we're just going to give. And that's very much what you've got to do. You've got to get into a giving model of whatever it is you offer. And you got to offer real content. Like, people have got to feel like they know they're coming to get something. And on those first few, we didn't even try to get business. It was just like, hey, we're here to help you. We're here to give. And those would have anywhere between 3 and 7 people. I mean, it was fine. We were just trying to establish our reputation. And we were talking about it online, and we would do follow-ups and the entire thing. And you know what? We did get some early business from them. So that was our idea. And so the idea for you is, what can you do for free? And then you've got to market it well. Like, we did build-ups, like we were very consistent online. We let people know what we were doing, and we took pictures about it. We were very much building an online reputation for things that we were doing in person. Well, then we made a big, big leap, and we reserved the Chamber of Commerce space. Since we were members, we could get the space for free. We did about a month of advertising. We had the Finding Your Fit in the Fredericksburg Marketplace seminar. We charged money, $79, which is a big ask for a young seminar. We had sponsors. We had 2 sponsors. We had some folks donate coffee. The space was free. And you know what? It was really successful. We put, 15, 16, 17 people in that room. We had 3 speakers. I mean, for a first-time seminar, it went really, really well. And we got business out of it. Big lead up, graphics. I mean, we spent a month marketing this thing. And it was, again, a big ask for a young company. But it was very successful. I mean, it really was. The talks went well. The whole presentation, we had swag bags. I mean, we really reached beyond our capabilities as a company and pulled it off. And we began to establish our reputation. And our reputation was that we wanted to be an educational company no matter what. So we started with these brown bag lunches for free. Then we moved into our first seminar. Honestly, I think we moved into charging a little too soon, but we pulled it off. The reason I feel that is because, I mean, honestly, we just didn't have that much of a reputation. I think we could have offered that one for free and gotten a bigger crowd. But we're like, let's do it again. So then we're like, well, let's pull off another Finding Your Fit. Well, guess what? That one, we started doing all the same things, and we had registered and we were building. And that one was scheduled for late March 2020. Well, there was no way we were going to be able to do that in person in March of 2020 because of the coronavirus issues. So what we did is we refunded all the money, and we did our first Zoom seminar, my very first ever Zoom seminar. Connectivity was poor. Content was poor, but everybody was very gracious. I mean, they realized that we were punting. And as long as we gave the money back, we were good. So we refunded everybody their money. No fun. Went to online seminar. And again, I learned, connectivity is a big issue. I had to learn how to be better doing this. And back then, This Is Gonna Hurt podcast wasn't video. And so I had to figure out all those things, much like everybody. So, then in 2021, we did something really unique. We did finding your fit in the social media marketplace. We charged a big number, like $279. And this was a workshop seminar where I was going to teach people how to create an entire month of social media content in one time, very workshop seminar based. And I wasn't expecting a big crowd at a number like that. And it was going to be a lot of give. And I spoke, and Amy, my wife, spoke. And I think we had three people show up, which is a big win for the price. And it, I mean, like, we taught people how to create an entire month's worth of content. That went really well. You know, I would love a bigger crowd, but again, what we were trying to do, we needed to be face to face. So we're beginning to establish, like, we do seminars. You know, at that point in time, we had done like three or four brown bag lunches. We had done three finding your fits. And then we're like, okay. So then we split in two directions. I established my Facebook group, its identity really well in late 2021. And then as we moved into 2022, I began doing monthly seminars within the Facebook group every single month. That I was going to do a topic and it was going to be free. And then this past week was the 1 year anniversary of a no limit seminar. And so we did two things. We were doing online seminars and we did two very big in-person seminars. Now the online seminars were this, how to run a seminar. And there were also things like how to make your first sale. They were very specific. They were no longer called Finding Your Fit. They were very, very specific. And we did those monthly. And the goal there was to get 10, 12, 13 people from the group. And we did. And I would just teach for an hour, like 5:30 on a Thursday. Again, what I wanted the Facebook group to see was that group was geared toward seminars, geared toward giving content. And we started to gain clients from it. And we would do all the marketing there on Facebook and within the Facebook group. But then we're like, let's take the big swing on the in-person seminars. And so in 2022, we did two in-person seminars. They were based upon our John Maxwell coaching. So we did a John Maxwell Leader Shift conference. And then we did another one called No Limits Leadership. And we rented the space and we fed people. We went big on that one. And those were expensive. They were only going to be profitable if we got contracts out of it. And we did. But those were costing us about $3,000 or $4,000 to run. And so, again, you can see how we needed to make money off of it. But they were very professional. They were like all day, 10 to 4. So you had like coffee and stuff. People got there. We fed them lunch. So there was like some afternoon snacks and stuff. We had this wonderful facility we rented here in town at Stevenson Ridge, brought in guest speakers. We had the Undersecretary of Defense come speak. I mean, I pulled in all the favors. Dom Lepore spoke. Mary Tano spoke. I mean, we had great speakers. Just really, really. And if I've missed a speaker, please forgive me. Susan Coleman, just amazing people speaking. And I mean, again, those were phenomenal. And we were averaging 20, 25 people per seminar. But again, those had a high overhead. They really did. But it's okay. We're establishing our reputation. We're doing monthly seminars in the Facebook group. And again, we're giving in all these. These are not big sales pitches. Like, for example, when I went to 10X GrowthCon in 2018, there was probably 25, 30 speakers. And we got good content, but it did feel like a pitch fest. It did feel like every single person was pitching me. And when they're only speaking for an hour, you got a lot of pitch. Again, I loved that conference specifically, and I went back again in 2019 to the one in Miami, but I didn't want ours to be pitch fest. I did not. And so those went really well. Then moving into this year, we're doing the online seminars, and then we shifted about 3 months ago, and we partnered. And so the ones we were doing online, we branched out, and we would create registration pages where you had to register to attend. And then when you registered, it triggered an email sequence. And then there was a paid VIP. And these first ones, before we partnered with anyone, these were all online. And so, for example, we did breaking the $250,000 barrier. those kind of things. 10-figure sales months, we were teaching people how to do that. And so people would come for 2 or 3 hours, and then there'd be a 1 hour paid VIP. But again, I think the difference there were the registration pages. You would register for free. Then you would, the next page would offer you the VIP upsell, which was $79. And they were offering tons of free content and tons of one-on-ones. These take a lot of work. On these, we went beyond just me creating things. I was paying people to help create the online pages. And we're bringing in VIPs to speak. Just amazing folks, Joel Griffin, Dom Lepore, just really great people were doing the VIPs. And I think the difference there was the marketing, the emailing, the trigger sequences, our own registration pages. We weren't using Eventbrite anymore. And then we're like, hey, let's go in person and online. So in April, we partnered with Bond Mortgage, and we used their space. And again, we were online. We were streaming while I was speaking from their space. And that one was 3 hours. And again, there I was the only speaker. I gave content for 45 minutes, 3 sessions, Q&As. And then the afterwards was just a casual get together at a local restaurant. That one, man, we had almost 50 people in attendance between the two. Really excited about that one. And then we followed up with another one. That one was online only. We did a couple. We did one for pastors. We did one for the eye care industry. And then we have this one coming up in May 25th, which is focusing only on realtors, very specific niche, very specific avatar. And again, this one's going to be in person and online. So that is our seminar history. I would say in the last 2 years, we've done 15, 16 seminars. Like we're a seminar-based company. And you can hear me. I've told you guys, we're getting contracts from those seminars. But in the seminars, it's give, give, give. It is teach, teach, teach. Bring in experts. I offer people tons of free content. I'm giving people PDFs and email sequences and databases of social media prompts. Like you've got to build up those extras to make people want to be a part of it. And you got to give people exclusive access to things. You can't start out that way. You start out with free and you move your way on up. So at some point in time, I'll go back and I'll try to figure out how many seminars we've given. But the in-person seminars were the finding your fit. The second one had to be online. We did the finding your fit social media. We did the 2 John Maxwells that we did. And then we did the Bond Mortgage, and then we did the Summit Mortgage. So we've done, I think, 6 or 7 in-person seminars, not counting the brown bag lunches, no kind of thing. So that's one of the ways in which we build our model, because we're giving content. People are registering. So that means emails, phone calls, people are getting one-on-one follow-ups with me, and then we're building from there. And guys, it takes me weeks to follow up. And one day I'll go to the point where the one-on-one follow-up may not necessarily be with me, but right now, if you sign up and you sign up at seminars, you get 15 minutes with me, or if you're VIP, you get 30 minutes with me. Again, I give folks practical takeaway advice, but also become leads for your business. So you've got to move into a giving model. Like people have got to see you saying, I'm going to help you no matter what, whether you work with me or not. But then you've got to grow to the point that you actually have content and giveaways that people care about, connectivity with other people who have more knowledge than you. You can bring them in. That's what I did. Sort of like that 10X model where you go to Grant Cardone's seminar and he's bringing in Damon John, Russell Brunson. He's bringing in heavy hitters that get to speak. And so for mine, for the VIPs, I'm bringing in folks smarter than I am, easy to find. And there's a benefit from staying from that. And we plan on monthly continuous seminars going forward. Right now, tentatively, I have 3 scheduled for June. And you know what? I'm also beginning speaking at local places like our Builders Association, but it's taken, guys, from 20, I think our first one was 2018 or 2019. It takes 5 years to build that. You can't immediately start seminars and grow a big audience unless you already have a huge following. But the whole idea here is you've got to create a sequence of capturing contact information and giving away real things that make people want to be a part of it. And you got to be good. Like, you really got to know what you're doing. So you say, well, how in the world do I do those things? Well, again, I recommend starting with a Facebook group, giving to that audience every single day, and then start running seminars out of there. None of that costs you money. You can do all, you can go live in the Facebook group, or you can do it through Zoom, however you want to do it. But start with free. And guys, you've got to be winsome. You've got to be good at these seminars. Like, you've got to practice. I mean, people have got to show up and feel like they're getting real content. Now, we offer a couple of ways to help with that. So first of all, before I go into that, guys, if you have questions about running seminars, just reach out to me. I'm really glad to help you. I'll show you how we've done it. I'll show you the registration pages, all those things. We are offering help to everyone. Well, we've just created a seminar video series. We offer the ability for you to create the registration pages and the email sequences. We've got all those things that capitalize. So if you are curious about taking that next step financially investing, we can help you with that. But no matter what, most of my seminars are still online. The VIPs are exclusive to people who pay the VIPs, but you can find most of that on there. Sometimes I even offer them as a This Is Gonna Hurt episode. But if you want to grow your business through seminars, it is the best way to capture leads because they're giving you your email addresses. It's a great way to start interacting with people because they get those 15, 30 minute one-on-ones with you. And honestly, guys, I think it's the best way to grow your business right now because I put out tons of content a day speaking to hundreds and thousands of people through my views. But when you get into a seminar, all of a sudden you have a captured audience. So you can get that Facebook group, you can get the hundreds of people in there, and then you can get to the seminar and you can have 75, 80, 20, whatever the number be. And then you've got the contacts that you get with the one-on-ones. And then you have an opportunity to give and capture clients. So the seminar model offers a lot. I'm a huge fan of it. So if you wanted to get started, here's what I would recommend. Step one, I would say create a Facebook group around your area of expertise and your target market. Build that group through daily content. Begin running seminars in there. Doesn't cost you anything. Free, free, free. Begin offering follow-up appointments to anybody who attends. Once that progresses, then I would say begin creating registration pages, broader seminars that maybe are in person and online or just still online. And then you've got to be capturing emails. You got to be marketing to them. You got to be relentless online and grow and build from there. So again, I think our most successful in terms of numbers online was probably breaking the $250,000 barrier. That was 40 some people online. Most successful in terms of numbers in person was the one we did for the real estate market 2 months ago. I think we had 46 people between online and in person. And then we're just going to continue this model going forward that we want to give and give so that people interact with us and find real content. And then I've got leads and I've got one-on-ones and I'm giving real value each time, but it also gives me an opportunity to share our services. So if you need background support for all this, how do you market? How do you build the web pages? How do you build the registration pages? All those things. How do you run the seminars? We have content for you. So just reach out to me and we can give you an opportunity to see how much those cost and how we can help you with it. But guys, the seminar model is fantastic. If you grow in your expertise, people perceive you as giving and you get organized, you really can grow your business through it. So friends, I hope you've enjoyed this. I love this model right now. It takes a lot of work. I've now gotten to the point after 5 years, I have support instead of doing it all by myself, but you can do it by yourself. But I do love it. I think it's a phenomenal way to grow your business. So friends, I want to say thank you for watching and listening. I hope you've made it all the way to the end. The episode next week will be me back in studio. And then we've got some more fun stuff planned for the summer. Really do. I've been connecting with some fun folks. I can't wait to see what it is. But I just want to say, guys, thank you. You're fantastic. You watch each week. It means a ton. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.